What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled Hojabi Busted Wide Open for Tyrone and Now Wonders Why No Muslim Cell Wants Her. So I just had a very early morning event. It was from 8 in the morning to 12 in the afternoon. It was in Tequesta, which is almost an hour away. Well, an hour away riding in a truck like this going 35 miles an hour. Had to wake up at like 5:30 to get going. And it was kind of like an early morning light lunch place. So didn't do that well with the shawarma today. However, they did tell me that today was not a good day at all, because it's super windy, so not a lot of people turned out. Not to mention, since that's our first time there, people don't know who we are. So maybe if we go for another time later on, you know, especially when it's not as windy, people know who we are. And especially in a couple of weeks when the snowbirds come down here, maybe things will be a little bit better. So all in all, after registration fee, gas, food, it pretty much was a wash. So I pretty much wasted 6 hours and I'm hella tired. So let's get into this video. That's why I'm on Rockstar, to keep me going. So Hojabi busted wide open for Tyrone. In the infamous words of the old fat white guy I saw in Kiev, at the cafe in Kiev when I was waiting for my lawyer to get my immigration paper for Ukraine. You know, told you guys, old fat white lawyer, looked like he was well into his 40s or maybe early 50s, but like me, he had a nice head of full hair. Granted, it was salt and pepper. So in that guy's words, "Dag nabbit, I'm the pastor's son. These hoes ain't loyal," you know? And he's 100% true about that. So there's this Hojabi. She married a Tyrone. She had a couple niglets. For those of you who don't know, I think Undead Chronic came out with the term niglet, which refers to children that are half black, half non-black. And now she's seeking separation and probably divorce later on. And she's feeling the Muslim community to see if there are any Muslim cells out there who would be interested in taking care of her and her nigger children. And this is a video that's really going to be very important for you Muslim cells out there, because there's going to be a lot of Hojabis out there busting it wide open for Tyrone and then coming for you guys to take care of them, be the cleanup man. Now, I was probably the first person in the world to blow the whistle on Hojabis going after degenerate black men. If you guys remember, a couple of years ago, I did a video about my second cousin who's female. This was before Scamarona. I was going into the Cheesecake Factory to pick up an order for DoorDash at the time. Now, when I do DoorDash, I don't wear anything that says DoorDash on it. I definitely don't have a bag or anything that says DoorDash on it. So unless you know I'm doing DoorDash, you'd never, you know I'm doing DoorDash. So anyway, so here I am walking into the Cheesecake Factory in Santa Monica Promenade. Again, this was before Scamarona. And I see this girl saying, "Amar, Amar." I look over, it's my second cousin. I was not expecting to see her there. I know she moved out to Hollywood to pursue some sort of acting career. So I wasn't surprised, you know, I wasn't stunned. I was kind of a little bit surprised to see her there, but you know me, I don't give a flying fuck, you know. So I see her sitting with a pookie. And back then, I don't know if black people still do that, but they usually put a comb in their hair for some reason and leave it in there. So I vividly remember that. So she gets off the table. She gets off the table, grabs me by the arms, takes me like out the restaurant, and she's like, "Oh, it's nothing. He's just a coworker of mine." And I'm like, "Okay." I know she's busting it wide open for him. Her mother also busts it wide open for black people too, so I know you all like degenerate black people, you know, runs in the family, even though her mother is my cousin. So go figure, right? So what's happening, guys, is that the reason why non-black women are going after black men, guys, it's because they're going to hell. You see, I always thought that the reason why non-black women would go for degenerate black men, it's because this was their way of saying, save me, Chad, save me from this black brute. That's what I initially thought. But a lot of these girls are having nigglets. A lot of them are having children with black men. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a relationship with a black dude. You know, just because their skin is melanated doesn't mean they're a bad person. But I'm talking about niggers, you know. I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about niggers, you know. Gangbangers, terrorists, drug dealers, just degenerate people. That's what I'm talking about. It could be a white person for all we know, you know. So initially, guys, I saw these hoes, non-black hoes, were getting with black men just so they can get attention, hoping that some chat can be like, hey, baby mama, why don't you come on over here, you know? But I was like, why are these girls busting it wide open for Tyrone and having his bastard kids, you know? As you guys know, I'm a Talmid Chacham. As a Talmid Chacham, I'm a student of the wise, so I study scripture. And this is why it's very important for you guys to read the Quran or even listen to it, okay? It's very important for that. So, you know, working in this food truck, I'm here in this food truck like probably close to 10 hours a day. And the Quran is about 27 to 29 hours, depending on who's reciting it. So I can pretty much listen to the Quran in 3 days, you know, 9 hours a day for 3 days, 27 to 28 hours. And so in 3 days, I can finish reading off the Quran. I read all the hadith, and every now and then I go over the hadith, but it's the Quran, especially because I speak Arabic. As you guys know, I understand Arabic, and I'm really working on my Arabic because that's a divine language, by the way. English is not a divine language, you know. Latin is not a divine language by any means. So this is why I tell you guys out there, stop going to these fucking mullahs and sheikhs and ustad. All they want is your money, dude. That's all they really want. And we're going to be talking about that later on. So when you're like me and you're continuously listening to the Quran, you're going to see things unfold before you that really you didn't see when you first read it or heard it when it comes to the verses, but now it's in your face. So the reason why women are having children, non-black women are having children with niggers, it's simply because they're going to hell. They don't have a soul. I told you guys, women do not have a soul. Because women lack having a soul, they don't have Ruh al-Qudsi. Ruh al-Qudsi means the Holy Spirit. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you therefore will not have peace. You will not have tranquility. This is why these women out there, they always want drama. They always want the bad boys. They always want the terrorists. They always want the horrible, degenerate men. Simply because they do not have a soul, so all they seek is evil. I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Women are property of Satan, okay? You see, God created woman to be satanic. And the reason behind it, it's kind of like, imagine you're on a ship and the rudder is defective, so it leans extra left, right? So to make up for it, you gotta lean extra right. You see, if a man truly went MGTOW, they're gonna have peace. Guys, what's the point of being on this planet if you are MGTOW, okay? Adam was the first MGTOW, right? Because it was only him. So, I mean, really, it can't be a MGTOW. I mean, what's he going away from, right? But he was the first MGTOW. If Adam did not have Eve, we'd all be in heaven, okay? Well, we wouldn't be here because Adam would not procreate. So, the thing you guys need to understand, just like people say money is the root of all evil, women are the root of all evil. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there who are too low IQ to understand anything. Women are the root of all evil. So, if you genuinely went MGTOW, you're gonna go to heaven, dudes. Because you're not doing evil. There's no need for you to murder. There's no need for you to steal. There's no need for you to do anything sinful if you are MGTOW. By the way, guys, Jesus was a MGTOW. I'll be making a video about that later on. So, because as MGTOWs, we are destined for Jannah, woman, on the other hand, like the Prophet Muhammad said, they're destined for the hellfire. This is why Islam tells us the vast majority of inhabitants of the hellfire are indeed women. Furthermore, God tells us that men will have access to virgin women in Jannah, the hereafter, who were untouched by man and jinn. Why? Because there simply would not be enough earthly women in Jannah because the vast majority of them are going to the hellfire. You guys need to understand this and understand this really good, dudes, okay? I'm sick and tired of saying it. I'm hoping you finally get it this time, okay? Women are nothing more than a cum dumpster. That's what they are. You take my sperm, you pop out a baby. That's your motherfucking job, okay? And be a decent, pleasant person. That's it. That's all these hoes out there have to do. The minute the bitch becomes out of pocket or obstinate, it's like your existence is futile because you're going to hell. So, you guys out there need to understand, a lot of women are going to hell. And you know what? Who gives a fuck? Because again, people like you and me, we're going to have access to women in the hereafter who are going to be untouched by man and jinn simply because earthly women, vast majority of them are in the hellfire, okay, guys? Furthermore, Islam tells us a woman can lead a good man astray. This is what I've been telling you since the start of the video, guys. If men went genuinely MGTOW, they will go to heaven. They will automatically go to heaven. Why? We don't do sins unless women are involved. That's a fact. That's not even a personal opinion, okay? There's a lot of guys out there, beta males, soy boys, who do sinful things because of the woman that they're with, because she wants to live the high life. There are guys, I mean, think about it. Would a dude ever go out, be a gangbanger, sell drugs, shit like that, if he didn't have a woman out there egging him on? No, okay? Vast majority of men, if the vast majority of men went MGTOW, men would go to heaven again. If Adam was red-pilled like we are, and he kept Eve on a leash, we'd all be in heaven. So you guys need to understand, women are the root of all evil, okay? This is why you Muslim sales cannot get married, dude, okay? There's a lot of CIA assets out there. There's a lot of Muslim grifters out there who want you to get married, okay? And it's not so much because they want to sell you a Muslim alpha male course. It's because they know when you get married to a hijabi, she's gonna give you hell. So you're gonna be calling. You guys remember yo homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. He is a proponent of the purple pill. Okay, the purple pill, for those of you who do not know, is guys are red pill aware, but yet they still get into relationships. Now, the reason why yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha, is a supporter of the purple pill is because he charges these guys $1,000 an hour to call him up on the phone. Would you pay some grape ape on the internet $1,000 an hour if you didn't have a bitch? You know, of course not. Nobody in their right minds would, you know, unless, of course, you know, the guy was gonna give you like fucking stock advice that's gonna make you a billionaire, or he's a lawyer who's gonna save you from going to prison for the rest of your life. Outside of saving your ass from prison or making you a fortune, you ain't gonna pay nobody $1,000 in an hour to say, yo, homie, yo, I'm alpha dog. But when it comes to bitches, it will, because you're desperate. A lot of guys out there gotta understand, man, because I see this in the Muslim community a lot. A lot of you guys out there, you're only with her because she wants money. She wants money. She wants a slave. She doesn't like you. She doesn't respect you. She doesn't even fantasize about you. Quite frankly, she wants nothing to do with you. And the reason why she's wasting your money and mistreating you is that she's hoping that you file for divorce. That way, A, she can look like the victim, and B, she can get a better chance at divorce raping you in court by claiming to be the victim, okay? So a lot of you guys out there gotta understand, dudes, these women, they want the incubus, okay? For those of you who don't know, incubus is a male who is betaken by an evil djinn. A succubus is a woman betaken by an evil djinn. Now, unlike Christianity and Islam, djinns cannot take your body over without your approval, okay? God in the Quran says, Zadahamullah maradan. If you are a piece of shit person, you have a disease in your heart, God will increase that disease. And when he increases that disease, he sends an evil djinn to make sure that you go to hell fire. This is why you see a lot of hoes out there acting the way they are. I'm probably gonna fall asleep, man. I mean, I'm so fucking tired. I only slept like 4 hours, you know. Yeah, Saturday is usually slow for the truck, so I might just turn it in after this video. I got the DoorDash and Uber app. My house is like 5 minutes away, so I can go home. If I get a DoorDash or Uber, I can come back here. I don't think I'm gonna get customers. I'm gonna wait until 4 or 5, an hour from now, and then go home. If I don't get anything, man, then maybe on, later on tonight, you know, when I'm listening to TFM, I'll take the truck out and put it in front of a Kava bar. You know, that's another thing I wanted to talk about. Kava and Kratom. Have you guys heard of Kava and Kratom? It started in Boca Raton and now it's sweeping the country. For those of you who don't know, Kava and Kratom is for losers. Let's keep it 100. So, Kava and Kratom are Southeast Asian plants, okay? And those plants, you see how they work is that I'm not a scientist, I'm not a chemist, not a doctor. So all I know about Kava, personally, I think Kava and Kratom is dirt water. That's what it is. Because what they do is they grind up the root of these Southeast Asian trees, they turn it into a powder, and then they turn that into a drink. So to me, literally, that's dirt water. So from my understanding, Kava and Kratom, Kava is more of a replacement for... Because here's the thing, one of them, I don't know how exactly it works, but I think Kratom is a little bit more complex than Kava. So from my understanding, Kava and Kratom, they get to replace alcohol. And they get to replace, they get to replace Yeah, they get to replace opioids, okay? So, Kava, if you are an alcoholic or a recovering alcoholic, Kava kind of gives you, it doesn't make you alcohol intoxicated, but it hits the same nerves as alcohol, okay? Kratom, I think, is more for people who are addicted to drugs and opioids and shit like that. So, because kratom hits the same receptors as opioids and those other type of drugs, they're not legal. They're not illegal. So anybody can sell them. Hell, I plan on selling Kava and Kratom soon. You know, I plan on doing that. So, what I plan on doing, guys, is that, because that's for losers, dudes. There's a lot of losers out there, and you, both men and women. And you really, and the thing is, dudes, you got these women out there who think their pussy don't stink. Then you got these beta males out there who kind of gave up on women. And it's really a parasitical relationship. You got these women who are above average. You know, you got these decent-looking women who think their pussy don't stink and the world revolves around them. So they go to the beta male Kava bar. And then you got these loser men who go over there. Their SMV is below that of the woman, and it's like, okay, what's the point here? You ladies are not gonna hook up with any of these losers. These losers are not gonna hook up with any of you because their SMV is trash. So what the fuck is going on here, right? So, point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that women will purposely go out, sleep with degenerate black men, because degenerate black men are the closest thing to Satan. So a lot of women, what they do, because they are soulless and therefore they cannot know peace, so what a lot of women do is that they purposely obliterate their chances of having a good man from orbit. You know, like the old saying says, you know, burn the coal, pay the toll. Okay, once a non-black woman has kids with a black man, in particular with a degenerate, a Tyrone, a Pookie, and Ray Ray, not even a fucking curry cell will take her, okay? So, a lot of these women, they purposely ruin their lives. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there. Women purposely nuke their lives from outer space. Now you guys would be asking, well, why do they do that, Amr? You see, God in the Quran tells us, Israelites, if you guys obeyed me, you will eat from above you and below you. Furthermore, God says to the Ahmeds, if you are good to me, you will get the good in this world and the hereafter, okay? So, women, because they don't have any souls, they cannot have access to the goodness of the world. So what they do is, because they're property of Satan, they go out and they purposely ruin their chances of getting with a decent man. Yesterday, some white girl, I just found out that she got pregnant by a Tyrone who went to prison for selling drugs. And all these women, they all say the same goddamn thing. I didn't know he was a drug dealer. Bitch, he's a black man, has no education, has no skills, always has cash money, and he's not on TV chasing after a ball or fucking singing a song. What the fuck else do you think he's gonna do, bitch? Yeah, he's a fucking drug dealer. They know, dudes. They know. You know, this whole Jabby, she's not the white girl. The white girl, like I said, guys, the white girl, the hijabi, they're two separate people. But again, all women are the same, you know. The white girl is like, oh, I didn't know that he sold drugs. It's like, how? He has a luxury apartment. He lives by the river. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck do you think he's going to do for money? Do you think he's like a doctor? Maybe he's a venture capitalist? Maybe he talks with Mark Zuckerberg on the phone like, hey, Mark, how's the analytics? Come on, man. Of course he sells fucking drugs. Anybody can tell you that, you know? Then you got the hijabi like, oh, you know, he's a womanizer. It's like, yeah, he's fucking Tyrone. Your pussy's blown out. You got two goddamn nigglets. You're well over the wall, you know, post-wall. Hell yeah, he's gonna get himself a younger, hotter, tighter bitch. So, when it comes to these women out there, guys, you gotta understand this and understand this really good. These women are purposely ruining their lives because they want worst case scenario, okay? Those who don't believe in God, they're always gonna do worst case scenario. If you believe in God, you're gonna be like, you know what? I'm gonna eat from above me. I'm gonna eat from below me. God is gonna bless me in this world and the hereafter, okay? Now, don't get me wrong. You're still gonna have hardships. You're still gonna have hard times. But you know what? It's gonna be, in the grand scheme of things, it will be a nothing burger, you know? So, these women out there, because again, they don't believe in God. Well, it's not that they don't believe in God, because they're inherently soulless. They're gonna be like, hey, what's the absolute worst thing for me to do? Oh, have sex with multiple black dudes who are all degenerate drug dealers, and maybe one of them is gonna father my bastard child? Yep, let's go for it. And now they're a single mother, you know, maybe 20 years old, 20. We see it all the time. Plenty of 20-year-old women out there, single mother, they got some nigglet kid, and it's like, okay, bitch, your life is effectively over. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with you. Ain't nobody gonna take you seriously. Not even the curry sales and Muslim sales are gonna take you seriously, okay? The only people who'll fuck with you are gonna be other black dudes who are just gonna abuse you, run a train on you, and then, you know, fucking kick you to the side of the curb where you belong, okay? And this is what these women want. Again, it goes back to the fact that these women are fucking... look, there's a lizard. Can you guys see it? It's eating one of those big lizards. I think that's some sugar on the table or something. He's eating something. Look at him. Can you guys see him? Yeah, you guys can see him. He's like right there. He's eating something. Yeah, he looked at the camera. Now he's like, oh shit, I'm on TV, motherfuckers. I'm getting the fuck out of there. Now he's like, yeah, look at that big ass lizard. This is Florida, guys. Big ass colored lizard. We have iguanas that are probably 4 or 5 times his size. We see them around all over the place. They don't scare us. We see them all over the place. Anyway, guys, going back to what I was telling you about these whores being soulless Satan worshippers. Gotta get some of this stuff, man. It's kinda working a little bit, so maybe I'll stay awake for another hour, hour and a half, see if I could get something from Uber and DoorDash. But it's very imperative for you Muslim sales out there to understand that a lot of these mullahs on the YouTube are either CIA assets or they're grifters. So they're gonna try to shame you and guilt you into marrying single moms, especially single moms with mixed children. Guys, this is how they're gonna make their money, okay? Their money is not gonna be selling you an alpha male course. Their money is not gonna be selling you, you know, get rich quick scheme course. Their real money is gonna come from you being in a relationship with an abusive woman, where you're always calling them on the phone, you're subscribing to their membership tier for, you know, fucking call me on the phone 3 times a month, you know, email me 4.5 times for $5,000. You guys are gonna see, you're already seeing it, dudes. You're already seeing it. You're gonna see a lot of Muslim YouTubers or mullahs, you know, the ones who are cosplaying that they're Prophet Muhammad, you know, they got the diaper on their head, they're wearing the gown, you know, thinking they're living 1400 years ago, you know, those cosplayers. Trust and believe, a lot of these guys are going to start selling you relationship packages, okay? This is why these guys out there, they want to sell you courses. They want you to get married, okay? They want you to get married so you can be in an abusive relationship where you are always calling them up, subscribing to whatever they have. Hopefully, you'd be able to make their relationship better, when the reality of the matter is this bitch doesn't even like you like that, dudes. So a lot of women out there, you guys gotta understand, dudes. None of you guys out there are morally obligated to take care of women. Now, you're morally obligated to hold me back when I see Coach Bitch Pill, but this video is not about fanny faggots who suck big dick at the local truck stop in Brisbane, Australia, okay? Nobody here is morally obligated to take in defective woman, okay? You're not morally obligated, okay? Like the Prophet Muhammad said, "Eli ghashina laysa minna." Those who cheat us are not of us, okay? So you guys out there, understand this, and understand this really good. You are not under any obligation to be a repairman. Like Stardust said, you are not a repair man, okay? So, oh, damn. Ugh. Man, I'm just looking at the goddamn lizard. So, yeah, this is what I'm telling you, dudes. I mean, my life at this point has been so easy that I'm happy where my life is at, guys. A lot of women out there, they're miserable, they hate their life, they just hate everything that's going on. I'm happy, dudes. You know, I can go home, sleep, you know, I can go to events and make my money from events. I can fucking, I'm gonna go back to Colombia in a couple of weeks because I have a real estate agent over in Colombia, might start doing this over in Colombia. Shawarma is becoming popular in Colombia, guys, you know. A lot of Colombians are discovering that shawarma really was tacos al pastor. You know, tacos al pastor is actually shawarma. So a lot of Colombians are beginning to learn, are beginning to understand history. You know, in fact, I was at another event, not this event from the morning, but one before that, that was really successful. It pretty much paid for my Colombian trips, you know. So there was a Hispanic guy, and his name was Omar. And he told me, yeah, he's like, yeah, they tried to whitewash our history by saying, you know, the white man founded Latin America. Before that, nobody was here. But he was like, yeah, you guys, you Muslims, this is why Latin people look like me and I look like them. Because, you know, we are the ones who discovered Latin America before the white man did, you know. So, and this is coincidentally why a lot of Latin women love me, by the way. So, yeah, at this point, guys, you know, I can't stay in America for over a month anymore, dudes. I mean, the way women are in this country, it's like, bitch, just because you're not morbidly obese doesn't mean you walk around as if your pussy don't stink, dude. You know, a lot of you guys watching this video, man, you gotta get the fuck out of America, dude. Like, here in America, you gotta be fucking monk mode. Monk mode is the only... Monk mode is, quite frankly, the only option you have here in America, dudes. Women here are effing evil. And the fucking hijabis are like, hold my burqa, you know? Like the Prophet Muhammad said, he said, you Muslims will follow the Jews and Christians into the wolf's lair. And this is what the Prophet Muhammad said when he said, if you know what I know, you'll laugh little and you'll weep a lot. This is what he's talking about, guys. Right now, where we are at in point of history, like right now, if you knew what the Prophet Muhammad did back then, what the Prophet Muhammad knew back then, you're, I mean, Imagine you were the prophet of God, right? Islam is expanding, right? And then somebody tells you, hey man, these hijabis out there, they're going to be busting it wide open to murderers, criminals, drug dealers. The Arabs are all going to be hypocrites, you know. The Jordanians are actually letting the U.S. government send missiles to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. Egypt is also letting the U.S. government do that from the Sinai Peninsula. The Arabs are actually delivering free gas and food to the Zionist state, fictitiously known as Israel. So imagine, you know, you're sitting with the Prophet of Muhammad 1400 years ago, and he pretty much told you what I told you, you would be crying a lot. So the only thing you guys can smile about is MGTOW, okay guys? MGTOW is divine. Let me say that one more time for all the Yogi Obes and Coach Bitch Pills out there, okay? MGTOW is divine. When the Prophet Muhammad said, if you know what I know, you'll laugh little and cry much, the laughing little is MGTOW. You guys out there need to understand, there is no cavalry, okay? There is no reinforcement, okay? Donald Trump is gonna take us to war. Like TFM said, if Donald Trump becomes president, which he might, he's gonna send us all to war to die for the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel. If Cumbucket Harris becomes president, then America will be destroyed from within. Both ways, ain't no, there is no option. There is nobody out there waiting in the wings to make things better. Let me say that one more time. There is no one out there waiting in the wings to make things better. I know there's a lot of Muslims out there who believe in the Mahdi. The Mahdi in Arabic means the guided one. I know a lot of you guys out there are waiting for the Mahdi to come out and like save the world. Guys, the Mahdi is gonna be MGTOW. The Mahdi is gonna be one of us. And when it's all said and done, after the Son of Mary, that's Jesus, comes back, we're gonna be like, oh yeah, that makes totally sense. Yeah, we can, that's definitely the Mahdi. Guys, there is no supernatural being hiding in a cave somewhere in the Arabian desert waiting for things to get real bad and then come out and say, hey guys, I'm the Mahdi, I'm gonna make things better for you now. No, the Mahdi is gonna be MGTOW. Jesus was a MGTOW. MGTOW is divine. Ain't nobody gonna rescue us. Trump ain't gonna rescue us. Kamala Harris ain't gonna rescue us. So right now, right here guys, this is it, okay? It's us. There is nobody else, okay? Outside of MGTOW, what do you guys have outside of MGTOW? Think about it, You got a bunch of losers at the Cava and Kratom bars, you know, who are former alcoholics and druggies. And then you got fucking druggies and alcoholics who still haven't discovered Cava and Kratom. Both ways, they're still losers. You got a bunch of blue pillars out there, okay? So who do you guys have? I mean, seriously, who do you guys have to make things right? The blue pillars? Nope. The losers at the Cava and Kratom bar? Nope. The drunks and the alcoholics? Nope. So who's gonna save the world, dudes? Who's gonna save the world? Anybody you guys know is gonna save the world? Let me know in the comment section, guys. If you think there's somebody out there who's gonna save the world and he's just waiting for that right time to come out and save the world, let me know in the comment section, because I'm telling you, there ain't, okay? So if you guys wanna save the world, not the world with all the other losers and degenerates, I'm talking about saving our asses, it's gotta be through MGTOW. It can't be through anybody else because there is nobody else. Okay? Understand this and understand this good. When the Prophet Muhammad said, "You will laugh a little," talking about the current world order we are in, he's talking about MGTOW. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.